Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. More heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
Yeah!
The weekend, baby. It's Bucks Uncensored as well. God. This podcast is just so fucking amazing. It's so nice being the most downloaded out there. Yes. Just feels so good. Feels so good to have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people downloading each episode of Bucks Uncensored. Because you all want to be part of something special. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish, the commissioner of this podcast, and the commish of the movement. Stick carriers everywhere. So proud of what we've already started. And so excited about how big this thing can actually get. That's what she said. It's going to be so awesome, man. It already is. It already is. Just the beginning. And, you know, we'll have our, it's a Saturday podcast. This is going to be the first one where we do these type of topics on a Saturday, laid back. This podcast is for you if you're at the beach, by the pool, running some errands, doing some yard work, doing some housework. It's just something to put on in the background and enjoy Buccaneer conversation. Buccaneer, we're going to do Bucks Mount Rushmore, ton of Bucks takes. I'm going to give mine. Fellow Bucks fans across the world are going to give theirs as well. It's awesome. It's bringing everyone together, unifying. But I do want to address something that we're all going to encounter. as this thing continues. Listen, this has been just a rocket up to the top. I've been doing this podcast for a podcast for 2 years or something. And I did it by myself, and I was publishing a website. It was just too much. It was too much for me, and I just couldn't devote the time that I wanted to. So then I brought Luke Easterling on, and him and I did a podcast together, and then he got hired by USA Today, and you know, he's obviously extremely busy as their draft guru for the draftwire.com. And I ended up giving up my website and latching on with Joe Bucks Fan, and that's when Bucks Uncensored was created. And every week since then, the podcast has continued to grow. And then, of course, Dirt Cutter gives us that famous saying that was made famous by Teddy Roosevelt, and somebody on Twitter put it in an ideal way. It was perfected by Dirt Cutter when he said, "Carry that big motherfucking stick." And thank you to those that tweeted out the link to the episode following the Bucks' victory to the Chargers. That was the beginning of the stick carrier movement. We talked about it right then. And ever since then, it has continued to grow, and it has grown exponentially. And it's amazing, because every time somebody tries to tear us down, the numbers continue to go up. So thank you. Keep talking about us. We love it. But now I'm speaking directly to the stick carriers, directly to each one of you that are just like me and part of this movement. Understand one thing. When you have something as successful and as exciting as we have right now, where thousands upon thousands of people have already jumped on board, people are going to try and tear you down. They're going to try and do it. They're jealous that they didn't come up with it. They're jealous that they're not a part of it. It's just, I guess it's just human nature. Rather than jumping on board and realizing, if you watched any of the videos from the draft party, if you listen to the passion and the emotion in some of these Bucks takes from true fans that are part of this movement, you realize this is a positive effort. Trust me, I was a part of the negative effort for a number of years. I have told this story numerous times, to where when I was in the media, I would have my bosses talk to me about how to be negative about the team, how to tear the fan base apart. I know there are media members that openly root for the team to lose, because that's what incites riot among people, to where they're going to click on articles or listen to radio shows. Or that's not me anymore. And quite frankly, and I told my close friends this, I hated being part of the media simply for that. You know, my dad had started taking me to Bucks games when I was 2 years old. He was so excited to get me to a Bucks game. And we went to every home game since then. And so I was brought up, quite frankly, I was brought up a stick carrier. I was brought up as hardcore of a Bucks fan as you could have. In the late 80s, in the early 90s, when nobody gave a shit about the team, there I was, next to my dad, cheering on the team, watching the draft every year, hoping that Trent Dilfer, Eric Curry, Broderick Thomas, Keith McCant, I mean, year after year, just thinking, that's the guy that's going to turn our team around. Nope, 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 nope. But yet here we sit. And as I became that huge fan, all I wanted to do, I thought, oh my God, I could talk about the Bucks for a living. What a dream job. And then I realized that it's not the dream job that I thought it would be, because I wasn't allowed to be the fan that I once was. And so I got caught up in that black hole for 12 years, got out of it, and now I'm back. The whole point of this podcast and this movement is not negativity, it's positivity. I just want to have fun. I want to party with all of you. I want to celebrate with all of you. I want to make it as exciting in the stands as those players are excited on the field, kicking the shit out of their opponents week in and week out. I want to make Raymond James Stadium a true home field advantage. I want the black hole. I want the dog pound. I want Bills Mafia. I want that inside my home stadium. I want that inside Raymond James Stadium. So as people out there continue to say that we're dividing the fan base, go fuck yourself. Okay? All you're doing is trying to tear down something that can't be torn down. This movement has gotten so much momentum, there's no stopping it. Because we are all of the like mindset. We all want more. We all want more from our team. We all want more from each other. We all want more from the experience. And the experience is so much more than just going to a game. For years, all I did was just go to a game. And then it clicked as we were building up to that draft party and then being at the draft party and looking around and seeing all of the Bucks fans in there, not only having the time of their life, but interacting with each other, no matter the age, the race, the ethnicity, the stature, rich, poor, it didn't fucking matter. For hours upon hours that evening, the only thing that mattered was that we were all part of the same movement. Something that we all knew. I think everyone in there knew that this was special. And so I encourage you, I urge you, as somebody who has taken on a leadership role of this movement, and I will take that responsibility, I urge you, embrace every Bucks fan. Empower every Bucks fan. Welcome every Bucks fan. That's what this is all about. I want every Bucks fan to be a part of this movement. You should be longing to be a part of this special situation right here. The ground floor of what could be one of the great fan bases throughout sports. That's what you should want. And that's what all of you should be opening your arms and welcoming people in. Don't attack. There's no reason to attack. Let them attack us. Because guess what? Every time they attack us, we grow bigger and stronger than ever before. So keep swinging, assholes. Keep doing it. I beg you. Keep writing your negative shit. Keep spewing your negative shit. All it's making us is bigger and stronger than we were yesterday. The numbers keep going up. You keep trying to bring us down, numbers keep going up. And I love it. So we're going to embrace every Bucks fan. We want every Bucks fan to be a part of this. And understand that they don't need to listen or read that negative bullshit anymore. That there is a place for you among us. Yes, you know what? We're going to defend ourselves. We're going to defend our franchise. We're going to defend the team that we love. We're going to share stories about the Bucks. We're going to share stories about how maybe a football game or something relating to the Bucks changed us. I mean, I can think of five right off the top of my head. Situations, stories that just I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And those will be shared on the podcast over time. We're going to share those. We're going to continue to grow, and we're going to become, I want it to get to the point where we're throwing events where 5,000 people are showing up, not 500. And I think we can get there. It's not going to happen overnight, but look at how far we've come in just a few months. Holy shit. It's going to happen. We're going to spread the word. People are going to want to be part of us because they're going to see through all this bullshit that's out there, and they're going to realize that, wait a second, they're all saying that they're negative when really it's the negative people that are saying they're negative. And instead, it's the state carriers that are the positive ones, that are embracing Bucks fans, welcoming Bucks fans, having the time of their life, going to parties, draft parties, away game watch parties, tailgate parties, celebrating with each other, marching into that stadium together, chanting Tampa Bay or Let's Go Bucks. You know, it's not going to be all crude. This is Bucks Uncensored, but we get it. We're smart. I know you think we're uneducated. We're not uneducated. We get it. When we own a restaurant, when the entire restaurant is Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, yeah, we're going to say fuck. We're going to say shit. We're going to let it all fly. But you know what? We also understand that when we're at the stadium, we're going to treat everyone with respect. Because we're all there to have a good time and root on our team. And so that's what this is all about. But as much as we embrace each other, we will take the fight, finally, to those other fan bases. We will not sit back and allow fan bases of any team, but most importantly, teams of the NFC South, to fucking punch us in the face anymore. Those fucking days are done. They're done. And we're stronger united. We're stronger in numbers. Look at FSU Twitter. Have you ever seen that? FSU Twitter, they don't take shit from anyone. And you know what? Most of you are probably Florida State fans. Why can't we do that as Bucks fans? We don't take shit from anyone anymore. Those days are done. They're done for the team on the field. And as Dirt Cutter wants a badass football team, I want a badass fan base. We embrace our own. We take the fight to others, and we hold accountable those who deserve to be held accountable. And I'm not talking about those that are going to talk about this podcast or talk about this movement because they want me to mention them, because their 100 downloads, they want to up that to 120. Maybe if he talks about us, we'll get another 50 downloads. No, fuck you. I didn't mention the media member. I know exactly who it is. I didn't mention the media member that told us to cool it or else. He only said that because he wanted the response. He wants you all to click and listen or whatever media. I'm not going to give away what he does, but he wanted that. I'm not giving it to you. If you're another podcast and you're talking about this one, I'm not giving it to you. Now, I urge all of you to go and listen to the other Bucks podcasts out there. Because I think if you go and listen to other Bucks podcasts, you're going to realize how fucking good Ira Kaufman and this podcast is. Because we're fucking great. Pompous. Love it. So that's what we're doing here. We're embracing Bucks fans. We should have the best. We have the best fans. We have the best fans across the nation. We really do. And I really think that there's an opportunity here for us to... I'll call you back. I'm almost done with this segment. There's an opportunity here to where we can, in a positive way, unite everyone, unite Bucks fans. We can take the fight to other fan bases, and we can hold accountable. Listen, this isn't about attacking anyone, but if you're going to write a bullshit negative article, or you're going to say some bullshit on the radio, or you're going to, if you're going to just say something to get a rise out of the Bucks fans that are so passionate and so excited about the team and have the right to be in the middle of May, we're going to hold you accountable for it. If you're going to attack one of my family members, if you're going to attack Ira Kaufman, you're going to be held accountable for it. That doesn't mean that we're going to attack you ruthlessly for the rest of time. I said on this podcast that a public apology, whether it's here or anywhere else, a public apology erases everything. Erases everything. But we're going to hold you accountable for that. So if you're in the media and you think that you can do this clickbait shit again and again and again, well, just understand what you're getting yourself into. We're not attacking. We're just going to hold you accountable for it. Because nobody's held you accountable before. See, I don't have any rules. I don't have a boss. I honestly have never cared what other people say about me, but I damn sure don't give a fuck now. This is my podcast. And quite frankly, it's going pretty well. And I could not care any less. I could not give any less shits or fucks right now about what anyone else in the media, people I used to work with, I honestly could not give less fucks than I give right now. Because I know who loves this podcast. I know who loves this movement. Even more so than every stick carrier listening right now. And that's the people that matter. That's the people we're doing it for. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization. Are you kidding me? You don't think that the Buccaneers as an organization don't love what we're doing? When I said I want the Black Hole or the Dog Pound or Bill's Mafia or any of these other, the 12th Man or any of these other fan bases that are out there, when I say I want that in Raymond James Stadium, you don't think that the Bucks are just like giddy like schoolgirls over there? Of course they love this. They get it. They understand that this is being done in a positive way. And as I said, as we continue to grow and I'm ironing out, do I want, let's just say charity or charities are going to be involved, and we start doing this for a cause and we start raising money for causes and we do it in a positive way and everyone's having a great time and we're growing at exponential numbers, those shitheads are going to be left behind and the Buccaneers are going to love us and embrace us even more. We've got an off season. We've got a couple of months now to really set ourselves up as a community, as a fan base for a great season ahead. As the Buccaneers, the players and coaches prepare for their season, we're preparing for ours. And our kickoff happens in training camp. When we do our training camp takeover, we do stick carrier day. It's going to be awesome. I urge you, go ahead, get your stick carrier shirt. Get your Speak Softly shirt. I know I'm going to get at least four more because I'm going to be wearing them all the time during the season. Because I want people to be part of this movement. I'm not telling people to go away. I don't want to divide. I want to unify. I want everyone to be. I'm the type of person that goes to a bar and I want everyone around me to have a great time. I'm not going to have a great time unless everyone around me has a great time. But I want everyone around me to have a great time. That's what I want for this community, for this movement. I want everyone to be a part of it, to experience the absolute joy. Because it's so much to celebrate in numbers rather than to celebrate alone. And that's what we can do together. Bucks Mount Rushmore. The Bucks takes are in. They are on fire. We are going to get to them next. It's going to be, you're going to be blown away by these. The passion that is being brought to you on this podcast is second to none. And I will end it with my Bucks Mount Rushmore, which will be surprising for you. It's all up next. And this is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body.
It's a Saturday. It's our first topic-laden Saturday. We threw it out last Saturday, I believe, where it was actually somebody sent in a Bucks take and said, what about a Bucks Mount Rushmore? And I said, you know what? What about Saturday for something like that? So I'm open to ideas for topics for next Saturday. This Saturday, it's going to be Bucks Mount Rushmore. This is where we get you, the stick carriers, involved. If you've never sent in a Bucks take, you can always do it by recording your voice on your phone and emailing it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. I ask that you keep it 90 seconds or less. Get in, get out, make your point, and make it quickly. Because the quicker you go, the more Bucks takes we can get in and hear from more Bucks fans everywhere. You know, I listen to all these beforehand, and if I don't play yours, sorry. Obviously, we get a ton that come in, so I limit it to the people that, you know, and I try to keep it so that the same people aren't on every podcast. Certain people like Lou maybe make, you know, multiple podcasts, but for the most part, I'll keep it balanced as well. So keep sending them in if you didn't hear yours on this podcast, and we'll make sure you get on one of them. Because, of course, as I said before, this movement's for all of us, for all Bucks fans. So we want to make sure your voice is heard as well. So a lot of good Bucks takes we're going to get to, and we'll start with a guy that we haven't heard from in a little bit, and that is our buddy over in Belfast. It's Dave.
Hey, Kamesh, Dave in Belfast. I haven't sent the Bucks take in a while, but believe me, always creeping, never sleeping. Still on the Facebook group, on Twitter, listening to the podcast. I just sort of feel like I've nothing to say anymore now. Jabril Peppers is fucking away to the Browns. You know, what the fuck can I talk about? But there's some shit things, not even living in the States being a Bucks fan. You know, after watching the Bucks game, like Thursday night football, it fucking starts at 1 a.m. You know, Sunday night games, you know, they're not over the fucking, you know, if you're on the late one, you're not over the 4 a.m. If you're on the 6 o'clock start, you know, you're not over the fucking midnight or whatever. You know, it's tough. But one of the great things is the fucking Tampa Bay media. I do not have to fucking listen or look or fucking anything. If I don't fucking want to listen to it, if I don't want to fucking read anything about fucking Tom fucking Jones, I just don't follow the cunt. It is as simple as that. You know, I don't have fucking friends retweeting it. I don't have fucking friends sharing shit on Facebook. You know, I just don't fucking see it. So I don't really know how much of a cunt he actually is, apart from the few tweets that I have seen. But the few tweets that I have seen, he is a pretty big fucking cunt. Like, so there's that. And I think you've started something great here, like the stick carrier movement. It's pretty fucking big. I know I'm over for the Giants games and the Pats games, so I'm expecting, like, every down on defense, I will be on my feet screaming and fucking shouting. And I think Ray J is going to be the fucking same. You know, there's a lot of people listening to your podcast, obviously. You can see on Facebook, you can see on Twitter. Them guys in the stadium going mental. It's going to be big this year. I think it is going to be big. Draft. OJ Howard is fucking 19. Jesus Christ. That is a fucking steal. And that is going to be, I think, a few years down the line, he is going to be gracing the cover of fucking Madden. 100%. The guy's a fucking talent, and I can't wait to see him. Yeah, but that, thank fuck we didn't fucking draft Jabril Peppers. Jesus, could you imagine? Could you imagine my fucking Bucks take? I'd have been sending Bucks take then every fucking day if I had took him. But we didn't, so happy fucking days. So, yeah, cheers, peace out.
Dave in Belfast coming all the way back. But God, it's been a while. Now, we've heard from him a lot. We just haven't heard from him. We've just been replaying, you know, his take on Jabril Peppers, because what if the Bucks would have taken him?
See, the first fucker that comes on here and says they want to take Jabril Peppers, tell them to get the fuck out of here. That guy is going to be a fucking bust.
Yeah, definitely one of the best Bucks takes we've ever gotten. We go from Dave in Belfast, we stay right here in the States, and we get our buddy Doug in 119. Hey, Doug.
What's up, Kamish? What's up, stick carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, section 119 in Raymond James, where we're going to have that fucking place rocking this year. Just want to say to the stick carriers, please, guys, let's not mention these guys' names no more. Don't mention what they write about. Don't click on that shit. That's all it's for. They're going to write bad articles just so we can read and talk about it. We don't want to talk about them no more. Shout out to the guys from OKC. Thanks for the shout out. I'll tell you a quick story. We were standing up, me and Daniel and Crab and Allen, last year on all plays, even offense. during the Seattle game, the Seattle fans were bitching, got the security guards on us. You know, we tried to defend what we was doing, and Allen got kicked out. We will continue and get louder and to stand up on defense, but we're going to sit our asses down on offense. Guys, listen, if y'all want to hear how special it was leaving out of them stadiums last year, I find it on Podbean. Go back and listen to episode 122. And every game on Monday, when you guys leave that game and then Monday rolls around, you should sound just the way Justin sounded on podcast number 122. All Bucks fans, go listen to it. It's great. It was great leaving them games during the Saints game, the Seahawks game. It was great. And it all started with us getting loud on defense. My four that I'm going to go with Leroy Salmon, Derrick Brooks, Warren Sapp, which 99% of y'all will probably have. That's to be your first three. My fourth one has to be Malcolm Glazer. The owner before did not give a fuck about winning, only cared about making money. So I'm super glad Malcolm bought the team and we're in great hands, like Allstate. So that's what I wanted to say. Shout out to all the sponsors before, Sports Legends, Christian at Headlines Barbershop, Bercado's, where they got a badass steak sub. Love it. Remember, fans, we're going to bring that big motherfucking stick to the game. In the parking lot, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
I think what you're going to see is a recurring theme with the first three names that he did mention there. Leroy Salmon, Derrick Brooks, and Warren Sapp. The fourth name, there is a lot of discrepancy, a lot of debate among Bucks fans. Really interesting as we'll hear so many different ideas of who the fourth member should be. And the question is, will anyone name my foursome? That'll be up on Mount Rushmore for the Bucks Mount Rushmore, that is. How about we go to Javier, who's next? Hey, Javier.
Let me know your thoughts on the Bucks defense. Now, again, next podcast is Saturday. We'll do Bucks Mount Rushmore, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Bucks defense for this year. Are you concerned about the Bucks defense? You know, it.
Hey, Justin, it's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you my Bucks take. Didn't that sound weird, Justin? Hearing your voice in my Bucks take, it's like a Bucks take inception. Anyways, my Mount Rushmore is so easy. You start with Mr. Derrick Brooks, then Leroy Salmon, then Rondé Barber, and finally, Warren Sapp edges by the tiny of margins Mike Allstott. And if we have to talk about a Mount Shitmore, we start with Jeremy Trueblood, Sabby Piscatelli, Dexter Jackson, the wide receiver, and finally, Bruce Allen. Dude, Bruce Allen. Makes me run to the bathroom every single time. Well, am I concerned about this defense? Absolutely not. You want to know why? I trust Jason Light. I follow the light. And I also trust Mike Smith. I feel like finally we can lay to rest the ghost of the Tampa 2 defense. It's time to let them rest. We've been successful with it and we've totally failed with it. So let's try something new. Guys, it's Saturday. Stay safe. Be productive. Go hit Walmart or something. And as always, right back into this. Habla en voz baja. ¡Y carga! Hijo de puta, garrote. Hey, it's Saturday. Chill.
Okay, we're going to chill on a Saturday. You know what everyone should do listening to this, if you are listening to it on Saturday morning, is make sure that you are set in the afternoon. Make sure all your shit is done. Make sure you've listened to this podcast, maybe multiple times. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy the soothing tones of one Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone, the Johnny B Show. He's also a stick carrier.
What's up, commish? It's your boy, Johnny B. At Johnny B Comedy on Twitter, make sure you follow me. I follow all stick carriers back. I followed some girl with big boobs today, but she had a Buccaneer logo in the background. Maybe not a stick carrier, but big old boobies. Gotta follow anyway. Shout out to all my favorite stick carriers, the ones showing me all that love out there. Tampa Tony, Miles from Jersey, Lou in Port Richie, my brother Tyrell, Mark the Mailman, Javier, UT Garrett, Travis in Michigan, the OKC boys, and anybody I may have forgotten. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Real quick story. One of my sold-out shows last week, I was in Bradenton, packed show, and I heard from the back of the room, speak softly, scream very loud. I don't know who said it, but I wish you would have come up to me after the show and introduced yourself. I love that. I'll be in Largo June 9th, free comedy show, 7 o'clock. And guess what, Justin? Karaoke afterwards. It's a dive. It's perfect. Anybody wants to come out, I'd love to hang out with you. Also, it's time for my Mount Rushmore. It's probably going to be a lot like everybody else's, but I got to go with Derek Brooks. That's number one. He has to be in. Leroy Selman has to be in. I got to say this. John Lynch, I think, has to be in. Sorry, it's just my opinion. The fourth one's a toughie for me. It's between Warren Sapp and Mike Allstott. And if I'm going to go with personal reasons, Mike Allstott, very nice to me every time I've hung out with him. Warren Sapp kind of treated me like a piece of shit in the Hall of Fame club last year when I was in there with Ian Beckles and Tony Mayberry and Ty J. Armstrong. They're friends of mine. He came up, treated me like a piece of shit. So for that reason, Mike Allstott, all day long. There you go. Final four, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, Leroy Selman, Mike Allstott. Oh, yeah. Do me a favor, guys. Speak softly. Carry that big old motherfucking stick. Stuck that shit.
Okay, well, let's see. What was that again? June 9th in Largo with karaoke afterwards? Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm in. I have been doing more karaoke lately. I don't think we're doing karaoke this weekend. Oh, this is on Saturday. I might be recording before the weekend. It's the weekend. But I do know Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Big plans. Might be shooting out of town, and karaoke is definitely on the old docket. I don't know if we're going to actually do karaoke or if we're just going to sing to each other while other people are doing karaoke. Sometimes you can do your own private karaoke, and it's just as fun. What am I talking about? Too many details. Outlaw's up next. Hey, Outlaw.
Hey, Commish, Outlaw. I haven't sent in a take in a while, but I felt it was time, man. Hey, I love the idea of the stick carrier training camp day. That's going to be a really fun time. I'm going to take the day off. Maybe we go to Precato's for lunch and bring in the kids. So I really appreciate the PG version. Plus, there's going to be other kids there too, right? So we all got to control ourselves, and we're going to need to control ourselves a little bit in the stadium. So it'll be good practice. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate you putting that together. Also, you know what would be really cool is, like, we got one of these players, maybe Brent Grimes, maybe Robert Ayers, to do a stick carrier signature celebration, you know. I'm not sure what it would be. Maybe a finger over the mouth and then, like, the swinging of an imaginary stick. Something, man. You know, they make a big play. They do that signature celebration, and we all just go bananas in the stadium, and, you know, because it kind of connects us in some way. Because, you know, we're there for them. They're there for us, right? So, hey, my Bucks Mount Rushmore. Put a lot of thought into this. Let's go the George Washington of the Buccaneers, the founding father, the founding coach, John McKay. You know, took him 3 years, but he basically started the team from scratch, right? So draft picks and cast-offs and walk-ons. And 3 years, he was in the NFC Championship game. Then let's go with Dungy. So after all those years of misery and losing seasons, he put some respect and professionalism back in the organization. So let's go with Dungy. Then I like Monty Kiffin up there, you know, the father of the Tampa 2. That dude brought a big motherfucking stick. I like that bust up there. And then last but not least, I want John Gruden up there. He brought home the Lombardi. All right, so that's my Bucks Mount Rushmore. Hey, Justin, have a good weekend. And as always, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Way to go, Outlaw. Good to hear from you again. It's going to be exciting there
at our training camp takeover, and you don't have to thank me for it being. And I mean, listen, it got rowdy at the draft party because we own the bar, right? We own that entire bar. It was all Bucks Uncensored. Leo and his crew at Sports Legends knew that, so that we just, I mean, that was our kind of safe place. When we go out in the open, that doesn't mean that we're just going to let it rip, just like we did at the draft party. Draft party was our safe place. Hey, we can go out and we're going to put together some excellent chants. It's going to be rowdy. It's going to be fun. We just don't have to use the language for it. So don't worry about that. We've got it all under control, and I've already got Christian and some other guys that said, hey, listen, if we need to kick someone out, we'll kick him out before the security kicks him out. I love it. That's us coming together and, you know, taking out the trash. I'm not calling you trash. I'm just saying some of you are trashy. But Phil's up next. Hey, Phil.
Commish. Phil from California. Longtime listener. First Bucks take. Been listening to you since you had the Off the Edge podcast with Luke, with the old Lou Chang intro, and been listening to Uncensored ever since you came out with it. I just want to say thank you for everything you do. Cranking out 3 podcasts a week is awesome and clutch for a guy like me out here in California where we get 0 Bucks coverage. And it's awesome to hear the passion in the voice of all the stick carriers calling in, not to mention the great guests you bring on the show. So for my Bucks Mount Rushmore, my first 3 slots are going to Selman, Sapp, and Brooks because they're Hall of Famers and they earned those spots. But for my last slot, I'm going offense and I'm choosing Mike Allstott. He's just a hard-nosed, badass football player. Played an underrated position that's basically obsolete in today's NFL, but when he played it better than anybody else in the league. Spent his whole career in Tampa. Played until his body literally wouldn't let him anymore. Made 6 Pro Bowls, a few All-Pro teams. First touchdown in Buccaneers Super Bowl history. I don't know what else to say. The man is a Buccaneers legend, and he's my all-time favorite player. So maybe I'm a homer, but I'm throwing him up there on my Mount Rushmore because fuck it. It's my Mount Rushmore, and I want him up there. Thanks for everything you do once again. Thanks to all the sponsors, Bricados, Sports Legends, B4. Keep doing your thing, Commish. And until next time, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I'll keep doing my thing, and we'll keep growing this thing, moving through the off season. And once the season gets here, I can't imagine the explosion that's going to take place on this podcast and with this movement. So very exciting times ahead. And just know that you all are among the first ever members of the Stick Carriers. And if you are listening to this podcast for the first time or maybe many times before, but you haven't signed up and become a part of our group Facebook page, it's very, very simple. You just search for Stick Carriers, and it's the first one that pops up. Go ahead and click that you want to be a part of it. It'll come to me, and I will accept you. Again, I accept everyone in. I just want to make it a closed group so people have to be in the group to actually see what's going on. I want to create some intrigue out there. Garv is up next. Hey, Garv.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, at JP Garv on Twitter. Follow me. I'll follow you. It's growing, guys. It's growing. Listen, it's been a while. I wanted to call on a couple things. One, on our community. The deal is Buccaneer fans in general are hardly uneducated. And if anything, we're very educated and extremely loyal. There are no bandwagon stick carriers. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. We've been through a lot up and down through the years and hung in there. And that's why we have the passion we do that we saw at the draft party and on the site. Next, I do want to comment on the Mount Rushmore of Bucks. Obviously, it's Leroy Selman, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks. The fourth one at this point has to be the guy that got us the Super Bowl, the man that took us over the top, and that would be John Gruden. He's the only guy to coach a Super Bowl team, and until that changes, that's the way it is. In fact, as soon as we get another Hall of Famer, he'll probably go up there in his place. But right now, it's Coach John Gruden for getting us over the hump. And I'm sorry, it would not have happened if Tony Dungy had still been here with that offense. All right, guys, that's it for now. Until then, until tomorrow, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Garv, way to go, Garv, way to go. Man, oh, man. Gruden. And then taking a shot at Dungy. Whoa. I hate to say I agree. No, I do. I'm not going to say I hate to say it. I agree with him. I agree. They needed Gruden at that time. They got him and got their Super Bowl. Nice job, Bucks. Eric's up with us. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Justin. It's Eric in St. Pete. My first-ish Bucks take. You got one in there before that was god-awful. So I'm going to pretend like it never happened. So anyway, I got a couple points I want to make real quick. First is I hate to break with some of the stick carriers and our friends Ira and the Joes, but I have a feeling Doug Martin will be our starting running back for the 13 games that he is available this year and be the leading rusher. Because why wouldn't they have him? And if he's playing well, that probably means we're in the damn playoffs. So we can't all enough to complain about there. And the second one is all this Tom Jones bullshit. Does he really think we're that dumb to not understand the difference between just being a negativity Nancy and pointing out a few, you know, deficiencies or fun facts, all that good stuff? I love that stuff. I love analysis. But Jesus Christ, pay attention. You don't gotta be a damn Debbie Downer all the friggin' time. Let us be excited because this team should make the playoffs. All these additions they had, we should make the playoffs. If they'll make the playoffs, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. As we all should be. Because they have the talent to do it. They almost did it last year with half the talent. So come on, pumping the damn brakes. It's goddamn playoffs or bust for me. Go Bucks. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Dick Carriers. Talk to you later.
Eric, good to have you on. First Bucks, first ish. Bucks take, and nice job. Nice having you on. And we've got more Bucks takes to come. Here, let's go from Eric. Let's go to PJ, who's up. Hey, PJ.
Commish! PJ from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. 90 seconds on the clock. Let's get it. Roll credits. Before Bracato, sports legends and headlines. Any fellow stick carriers can find me on the Facebook page, PJ DiCarlo. Hope to find a local one in the Denver metro area so we can go meet up and have motherfucking beer. Rolling on. Local Tampa Pen and Mic Club. What more is there to say about them? They're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop, in my opinion. Fuck them. Let them jackjaw all they want, because come fall, Buck scoreboard is the only fucking talking that I'm going to need. My Mount Rushmore Bucks, I'm going to have to go with Leroy, because he put Tampa on the map. Allstott, because he's my personal favorite Buccaneer. Brooks, because of how he revolutionized the Will linebacker spot and all he does in the Tampa community. And last, I'm going to have to go with Father Dungy for building that nasty motherfucking D that put us in the books. Hope all is well with you and the fellow stick carriers. And as always, speak softly, baby. And carry that big motherfucking stick! Whammy!
BJ coming on strong in his last two Bucks takes and ends it with whammy back-to-back times. I love ending with a good whammy. Trevor's up with us. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, Justin. This is Trevor in Orlando. Just wanted to send in my first Bucks take. I've been listening to the podcast since week one of 2016 and just got to say I love it, man. All right. Now, chiming in with this Mount Rushmore of Buccaneers history. Of course, you have Brooks, Sapp, and Selman. There's plenty of names you could throw up there, of course. Nickerson, Lynch, Barber, McKay, either John or Rich even, Dungy or Gruden. But I think the fourth person would actually be someone never directly affiliated with the Bucks, and that would be Mr. George Steinbrenner. He was integral in getting NFL to the Tampa Bay area, and without him and his part, there would not even be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, that being said, I think if you want to create a topic that might create a little more controversy or debate, instead of going with four most popular names in Bucks history, how about four names that we could do without? Names we want to forget. A Mount Flushmore, if you will. For me, that's got to be Alvin Harper, Keith McCants, Ray Perkins, and Jeff Tedford. Now, of course, Jeff Tedford never really played a role. He was here for one preseason, but I think that really demolished the offense that year. We had some guy, some quarterback coach who never even had a shot at calling plays before. So, at any rate, I'm at my 90 seconds. So, just a thought for next week. Keep up the good work and go Bucks. Oh, and don't forget to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Trevor. Good one there. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Appreciate you taking the time out. You can also send in your Bucks take at any time during the week. Just record on your phone, record your voice, and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Do you like his topic for next week? Kind of a reverse Bucks Mount Rushmore. Four names in Bucks history that you want to forget. Four names in Bucks history that you want to forget. Write it down, think about it, and get me your Bucks takes on that Wednesday, around Wednesday, Thursday of next week. I will be recording, yikes, I'm going to be recording Saturdays on Wednesday because it's Memorial Day weekend. Eee. Oh, shit. Oh, boy. I just realized I'm going to be out of town. Monday's podcast is going to be tough. Might have to shoot for Tuesday, Joes, if you're listening. Joes, Steve, and Lee. Because I don't think I'm going to be in town to record Sunday night. So might have to record on Monday for a Tuesday posting. Everyone all right with that? Would anyone be opposed to an Ira and... a dual podcast? Maybe. Lou's got one. God, Lou's got one. Let's go to Craig in Vegas. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Justin. It's Craig in Vegas. Loving the podcast. Keeps the offseason going well. Love all the love that everybody gives out there as well, too, to every stick carrier. It's nice to see. And I just love all the support behind my hometown, the 813. Even though I'm in Vegas, there's not a day I go by. Doesn't go by that I don't speak or talk about Tampa. It's just a part of me all the time. So let me give you my Mount Rushmore. Number one will be Leroy Selman. Heck, I worked at USF, was in South Bend the weekend for the Notre Dame-USF game when the news came around about his stroke as well, too. But he's got to be number one, classy gentleman. Also, I mean, a Hall of Famer. I mean, but just a great person. I got to put John McKay on there as well, too. If you've read the book, The Yucks, or if you're watching any of the documentary and the old Buck stuff, the guy was the face of the franchise for years on end. Some of the best quotes ever as well, too. The last two I will say are Sapp and Brooks. That draft, that what they did in changing the culture of the losing mentality and finally turning this franchise around, those two have to be on that Mount Rushmore. So it's for me, it's Leroy, it's John McKay, it is Mr. Sapp and Mr. Brooks. Keep up the great work. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick. I'm out.
All right, Craig. Good to have you on. I know Craig's been sending in some Bucks takes, and glad we got him back on the podcast because it's just been packed. It's been loaded. A lot of people with a lot of energy. And then we slow it down. We get the deep voice out. We go to Big Dan.
Bucks Uncensored. Commish. What up, brother? It's Big Dan over in Deltona. Mount Rushmore time. All right. I'm going to go Leroy Selman, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, and Rondé Barber. Not going to go on and on about why I picked who I picked, but I will say this. Winston is definitely going to be up there. Give him another couple years. I mean, you can make a case for him to be there now as he's truly our only franchise quarterback we've ever had. So... all right, my man. That's it. I'm curious to see if anybody throws Winston in there. And I will holler at you soon. As always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Big Dan bringing it like only Big Dan can. In a big, deep voice. Nice and slow. So why not go to Lou next?
Justin, Lou and Port Richey. Hey, brother. We're doing the Mount Rushmore. So here's my four players, man. I'm thinking Leroy Selman, of course. Sapp, Brooks. I mean, you got to put those three guys in there, man. And the fourth one's a toss-up, man. I've been thinking about it, bro, but I keep coming back to Mike Allstott, man. You know, it was either him or Chucky, man. You know, Chucky got us the Super Bowl ring, man. So, but I'm going with Mike or Mark. Mark Allstott, like Chucky called him. But anyway, man, I was reading Jack Smith signed his tender, brother. So we got a decent depth at DE, man. If that guy stays healthy, man, we're going to be all right, man. Dude, I have a really good feeling about this defense, man. The defense is going to be fucking tight, dude. I think they might be right there with the offense, man. And our offense is going to kick some fucking ass. So I have a real, real, real good feeling about this season, man. I'm really excited about it, man. So, dude, let's go. Let's go Bucks! Let's go Bucks! Yeah, baby. I'm going to make this a quick one, brother. So, you know, let's go to the sponsors. B4, Ricardo's, Sports Legends. Where you eat like a legend and you drink like a fucking champ. Yeah, baby. Joe Bucks fans. Ira Kaufman, this podcast. My man Rock, man. My man Rock's videos, man. They kick some fucking ass. I like it, man. Let me give a shout out to our girl Holly, man. Radio Holly, man, for supporting the podcast and the Stick Carriers, man. You know? She, you know, her and Miggy, man, they do their thing in the mornings, man, on 101.5, man. Fellas, listen, man. Puts on a good show. Thank you, Holly, for all what you do, and keep doing what you do. And let me sign off. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Oh, Lou. Yes, Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. Definitely check that out. And,
hopefully those work.
Yes, yes, they do. for Lou to put you, Miguel and Holly, into the tagline of his Bucksteak, I actually mentioned this to Holly already. Probably going to end up falling into the tagline of a lot of Bucksteaks. So a lot of support. For those that support our movement, and Miguel and Holly did just that. So thank you to them for their support of the old Stick Carrier movement. And thanks to you, Lou. Thanks to you. You always bring a smile to everyone's face, especially mine. Jordan's up with us.
Hey, Commish. This is Jordan from Mulberry. I've never given a Bucks take before, but I've been listening to the podcast for a while, and I just want to say the podcast is fucking awesome. So I wanted to give my first Bucks take on Mount Rushmore of Buccaneers. I'm going to have to go Leroy Selman, Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, and Mike Allstott. Shout out to sponsors, Bricado's, Headlines Barbershop, and Sports Legends. And I just want to say, fuck Tom Jones, fuck Scott Reynolds, and fuck that other prick that called us uneducated on Twitter. They are so out of touch with Bucks fans, it's insane. But anyway, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Jordan, good one, man. In and out. I think it was like less than 30 seconds. Made his points and even got in a couple of fucks to some people that some of you just don't like. I don't care, but it seems like some of you just don't like those guys. Kevin's up. Hey, Kevin.
Justin, this is Kevin up here. Today I am in West Hamlin, West Virginia, the deep heart of Lincoln County. I got a juvenile hearing and just killing some time, so I thought I'd chime in on my Bucks Mount Rushmore. I completely agree with you in your statement last week. The first three names are a given. Indisputable, inarguable, just a fact. It is Leroy Selman, Derek Brooks, and Warren Sapp. Don't fuck with that list. That list is perfect. Anyone who disagrees with that list, fuck them. Now, whoa. As for the fourth name, perhaps I have a slightly controversial name, perhaps one that people go, eh. But I remind everybody who disagrees with me, this man had the greatest play in Bucks history. This man played his heart out, year in and year out, even for some very shitty teams and a couple of very shitty coaches. That is none other than cornerback number 20, Rondae Barber. The pick alone gets him on Mount Rushmore. The pick alone gets him on Mount Rushmore. Granted, this may change. Another 10 years, it may be Warren Sapp, Leroy Salmon, and Jimmys as the top three. Or Mike Evans, but who knows. As for right now, your four names are Leroy Salmon, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, and number 20, Rodney Barber. As always, speak softly.
And, oh, it ended. Oh, thanks, Kevin. Thank you. Rondé Barber, best play in Buccaneers history. But does he deserve to be on the Bucs' Mount Rushmore? Our buddy Christian is up.
Commish, what's up? Christian Perez here, back at you with another Bucs take, bro. Listen, so I called to give my Mount Rushmore for the Bucs, but real quick, I know this is a Bucs-related podcast, but what the fuck, man? Is this every offseason, goddammit, I'm going to have to deal with the fucking Patriots and some bullshit? What are they going to call it now? Concussion gate? Fuck! Every goddamn offseason. Anyways, Bucs Mount Rushmore. Let's go. Leroy Salmon. Warren Sapp. Leroy Salmon because it has to be Leroy Salmon. Come on, guys. Warren Sapp transcended his position, changed the position. Derek Brooks could very well surpass Leroy Salmon as the greatest Buccaneer ever, and he also changed his position forever in the way that it was played. And the last one's kind of rough for me because it's either Lynch, because it was Sapp, Brooks, Lynch right down the middle, the heart of the defense. But I think I'm going to go with Tony Dungy because Tony Dungy marks, in my eyes, when this franchise changed, when it changed for the good and it changed for the better, and we became relevant, he put us on the map. He couldn't get us over the hump, but damn it, he turned it around. And it takes time to turn a franchise around like that. So that's my Mount Rushmore. So before, sports legends, where you eat like a legend, you drink like a fucking champ. Damn it, I'm doing that good now. I'm not messing it up at all, guys. Headlines, Barbershop, Bricados, all that good shit. Speak softly. Shh. Speak softly. And carry a big mother stick.
Woo! No, what? Where's the fucking? Oh, he's censored. So he's already censoring himself for the training camp takeover. I like it. I don't know if I love it on the podcast because the podcast is uncensored, but... And he cussed in other... I'm very confused. Very confused, Christian. But thank you. Brett's up. Hey, Brett.
Justin, this is Brett in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hopefully this will be my first Bucs take that actually makes the podcast. Wanted to chime in on this Mount Rushmore deal. Possibly a little bit different perspective on it than some others. I don't know. But in my opinion, a Mount Rushmore Buccaneer needs to be a player that spent his entire career in Tampa Bay. Which is why some of the more common names, I'm sure, such as Sapp, Lynch, and probably even Jimmy Giles are going to be left off. My opinion, the Buccaneers' Mount Rushmore has to be Leroy Salmon, Derek Brooks, Mike Alstott, and Rondé Barber. What I find interesting about this is how does this list change 10 to 15 years from now? With as great as those names are, and even if you were to replace one with Sapp or Lynch or Giles, with as great as that list is, how does that change 10, 15 years down the road, maybe, when Evans and Winston have finished their time? And if they're as successful as we all hope and expect that they will be. Well, that's my take, guys. Hope you all have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Hey, pardon me and anyone else that doesn't want to think 10 to 15 years down the road. Can we just enjoy Jameis Winston for a moment? Jeez almighty. Yeah, it's going to change. And there's a good chance that Jameis Winston, playing that position that he plays, if he continues to progress the way he's progressed, he will be up there. But I don't want to think about that because 10 to 15 years, that's 45 to 50 years old for me. Come on. I'm in the middle of my prime, man. 35. Just, you know, getting it done. Something. Daniel is in 119. That's where he sits. It's a very popular section inside Raymond James Stadium. And he's up next on the Bucs Uncensored podcast.
Justin,
Daniel from D-Land, section 119, where me and my boys are fucking loud in Ray J. Quick shout out to the OKC boys for giving us a shout out. Man, last year, let me tell you a little story. We did try standing up on all plays, getting everybody loud as fuck. You know, trying to energize our section and our stadium. This was the Seahawks game. I mean, we were up 7-0, driving. This is right before Mike Evans caught the touchdown on Richard Sherman. Some people behind us were telling everybody to sit down. We're like, fuck you. We're not sitting down. This is our biggest game we've had all year. Fuck you. I've been here since day one, every game. And they fucking called security on us. Allen fucking got kicked out. And it was a slap in the face. It was crazy. So we go back the next week to the Saints game. We're like, fuck that. We're standing up, man. This is crazy. We are standing up. We shouldn't have to sit down. People still telling us to sit down. We're yelling, you know, if you want to sit down, go fucking sit in your recliner at home. We paid a pretty amount of money for our tickets, and we should be allowed to stand and cheer for our team. So that's just a little story on that, but we will continue to stand. We're going to continue to be loud. You know, it's who we are. It's what we believe in. But real quick, Mount Rushmore, it's a lock. Leroy Selman, Derek Brooks, which is my favorite player of all time, and Warren Sapp. I mean, those three, chisel them in stone, it's a lock, you know. The next one ain't necessarily a lock, but he's a lock in my book. And he's changed our franchise since day one, since he stepped into one buck. And that is Jameis motherfucking Winston. I love him. I mean, he is literally becoming my second favorite player of all time right now, and this is only going into his third year. I might be FSU homer, but, you know, I just love my boys. And he's really changed our attitude on winning. Just crazy how we were the year before we got Jameis, and then we come in and we get Jameis, and he's literally changed our franchise himself. But if we're chiseling him in stone, I mean, he's got to be there. He is. He's changed our franchise. Wow. So that's all I got right now. I'm over my time. Just want to say, you know, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. And no, I'm not going to say fuck you, Tom Jones or Scott Reynolds, because that'll be the last time I even mention those fucking idiots. So. Is what it is. Always ripping 119. Go Bucks.
All right, Daniel. Good to have you back on Bucks Uncensored, and that's going to do it for the Bucks takes. We'll do the four players, four names you want to forget about in Buccaneer history next Saturday. Thanks again for joining us for Bucks Uncensored, and I'm guessing that you want to know what my Bucks Mount Rushmore would be. Well, to the surprise of no one, Leroy Selman makes my list. Leroy Selman is on there. Derek Brooks is on there. Here's where things change. Warren Sapp not making it. Oh, no. Are you going to cry about it? Are you going to yell at me? Are you going to tweet me or Facebook me? Don't care. Here's what I'm going by. We're going to put faces up there much like our presidents and don't know which, whatever, forefathers. All right, so they're up there, and, you know, they're honorable and respectful. Sapp's not that, but Selman is, Brooks is, and then I got to put Malcolm Glazer up there. You know, I forget who it was, might have been Outlaw, but there were a couple of people that mentioned Malcolm Glazer, and when he took over and he bought the team, some thought he was going to move him to Baltimore at the time. Kept him here, but here's the thing, was dedicated to winning, was dedicated to doing what it took to getting his organization to the top and over the top. And he did what was necessary. So Malcolm Glazer, to me, needs to be a part of the Mount Rushmore. And the guy that got them over the top is John Gruden, and he should be on the Mount Rushmore as well. So my Mount Rushmore for the Bucks, no offense to Warren Sapp, but I have Leroy Selman, definite. Derek Brooks, definite. Malcolm Glazer and John Gruden as my four for the Bucks Mount Rushmore. Next Saturday, we will do those four names that you would like to forget. I want you to never forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's all at Commish Online. Snapchat. A lot of snapping lately. You should follow me there. JPulowski324. JPulowski324 on Snapchat. And I like late night snaps, and that's probably not the best thing for me, but by all means, peer into my life, shall you? You shall. And let's see. Oh, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. If you go to iTunes, just search for Bucks, and it's the first one that pops up. So I'll take it. That's for you to subscribe. It's always the podcast is available first at joebucksfan.com first thing in the morning. And then at noon, if you do subscribe, it'll download directly to your mobile device. Nice Saturday, over an hour podcast for you. Hopefully this got you through the weekend. It's amazing that we keep doing these podcasts, and now we're sitting here May 20th when this is posting on a Saturday. We're nearing the end of May, which means we've got a month and a half, 2 months, and training camp will be here. Honestly, to me, it's flying by. This is phenomenal. I think it's great that we have this podcast three times a week for us to get together and discuss the Bucks and talk about the Bucks in different ways. And we always have that Facebook page. Sign up for it. Search for Stick Carriers on Facebook and join our movement. Join the movement of Stick Carriers all over the world. As we wrap things up, I leave you with the famous words of our head coach and the godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. But in a much, much sexier voice, of course.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Damn! Nailed it.